This is The Rock Show Backstage. My radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Chris Covington.
And thank you so much for checking in with us. It has been a minute since we've got together with everybody. And
hello.
I do want to say you could probably expect a little coughing here and there. There is definitely something in the weather out
there. Yeah, we've been kind of itchy and snotty.
Well, it is kind of supposed to be like the beginning of fall or fallish this weekend.
I'm so excited for that.
Fall doesn't really happen on the calendar until the 22nd, but the temperatures are going to be in the 80s at least for a little bit.
This weekend looks like it might rain a little bit too.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I guess it was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I actually put on a hoodie for the first time of the year because I was dealing with some rain at like 5 in the morning.
Awesome.
Are you a hoodie gal?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm very excited for the weather. Yes, okay. I'm so sick of the hot.
Would you call fall the best time of the year?
Yes, it is the very best time of the year. Yep.
For me, too.
I love fall, and I love winter, too. Both of those.
You know, it's one of those things because you know me. I'm gonna question everything in my life. Mm. And yeah, I think it was always my favorite even before I became really involved in Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But even when I was a kid, I would build, instead of building car and airplane models, because building models was a big thing,
mm-hmm.
I built all those model sets from Frankenstein and Phantom of the Opera and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Nice.
They used to have really cool ones that had interchangeable parts that would glow in the dark and
stuff. Oh, spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love fall. I just hate the heat. I hate hot weather. I'm very pale. The sun and I are not friends. In fact, I made it the entire summer without going in a swimsuit a single time. I didn't put a swimsuit on one. Yeah, did you go swimming at all the whole summer?
I can't really go swimming anymore because the water fucks up my ears.
But you could just like get in a hot tub, though.
Huh?
Get in a hot tub.
I'm not getting in a hot tub. Wow. That's asshole soup is what that is.
I like a good hot tub, but I made it all summer.
There's no way I'll get in. No.
I didn't go swimming. I wonder, the new place I moved into, there's two pools over there at the complex, and I wonder if they're still open now.
Well, they used to be really, really nice.
You think that those...
I don't know if they still are.
Hmm.
Well, I used to be a lifeguard, too, and I used to surf, too. But
I know, and you can't even get in the hot tub now? What a wiener.
Dude, I have to wear earplugs in the shower.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard.
I wear silicone earplugs in the shower.
Aww.
Otherwise, I get earwake.
You get an earwake if you don't wear your earplugs in the shower?
Hey, earaches hurt like a bitch.
I know they do. I'm very lucky with my ears. I got some friends that have had problems with their ears. That sucks.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is, but, you know, it just doesn't seem to quite empty out. And who wants to try it, you know? Hey, let's see if that water in the ear thing still works.
You're right, yeah.
I could do that, or I could put this silicone earplug in. One or the other.
I'm going with that.
And then, of course, I got this throat thing going on.
Right.
And I explained to Chrissy, now, I'm not a doctor, even though you may think I am.
No, they don't think
nobody
thinks that.
Agree to disagree.
No.
There's a whole bunch of people call me up and say, I need some medical advice,
right.
Les.
Yes, look at this bump. I don't think so.
I've seen a number of bumps.
I bet that is true, though.
I think what happened, and this, again, I have a problem swallowing pills.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I will swallow chunks of food the size of apples, but when it comes to the pills, my throat like locks up, even with the little ones.
Mm.
I think what happened was I had a pill jammed in my throat, and I ended up with a chemical burn in there.
That's probably is it.
Because
you always get aspirin kind of messed, stuck in your throat.
Well, you know what? Aspirin would be good for
that's
this.
Probably,
I should take some.
Maybe, yeah, that actually might help.
Because
I
chew it up.
Or some BC powder
something? Well, no, that's the fact is I don't swallow aspirin.
Yeah, you chew them up.
I chew them up, but that might actually make this hurt
less. It might actually help.
But as I explained to Chrissy, it doesn't hurt through my talky throat.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts when I swallow.
Mm.
But that's what she said.
It could also be a very deep-seated herpes or something way down in there.
You think I got the therpes?
You
the
might
throat herpes?
The thropes, yeah, something.
Well, all I know is what they're going to have to do is probably cut my head off.
Right.
Give me
fingers crossed.
I'm going to get a donor neck. And then
replace your head with a gorilla head.
And then, oh, man, I'd like a gorilla head.
They'll do your arms, too, if you want.
Yeah, I don't need that. I already got gorilla arms.
Right, that's right.
I got them long monkey arms.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I don't know which. It's somewhere between a gorilla and a Greek god.
All right.
One or the other, like one of those statues you see.
Yes, of something that's somewhere between a gorilla and a Greek god all the time.
How was your week? I don't mind saying that you have been a much, much better person as of late. So I've been a better person. So you have us fooled again.
I don't know if I've been a better person at all. I don't think that's true. I think you guys are getting dumber. The everyone around me is getting dumber. No, I had a good week. It was fine. I've been a lot less stressed after moving. A lot less stress.
Was all your stress over the price you were paying?
Did you actually see
that thing degrading a little bit?
Yes, I did. I saw that. Yes, it was the building and the neighbors. And I'm not even talking about the neighbors that were, you know, poor people or whatever, you know.
No, you hate ghetto. Poor people.
No, it wasn't about those. It was the rich neighbors that I was not a fan of.
Really?
Yes. They were really big fuckheads. I'll just go ahead and say that. They spent a lot of time making fun of people that lived on the lower floors in the building. And I watched that the entire time, and I just really didn't like it.
It's very much a microcosm of America that... The broke people on the bottom and the rich people on top, all encapsulated in one building,
and everyone, it's like, guys,
but there's aberrations because you were near the top.
Yes, I was at the rich people invited me up to the top, so I moved up there with them, thinking this will be great. I'm here with all the rich people. No, I would rather be down there with the poor people.
Oh, but can we talk about that one neighbor's apartment that had to be cleaned out?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that was covered in dog shit.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell everybody.
Did see one neighbor. They had destroyed their apartment, and in fact, somebody that.
And this goes on everywhere.
It does. But you don't usually get to see it firsthand. And it was when I was moving out that I noticed that, or moving out of one spot into the higher up apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the guys were cleaning out one of my neighbor's spots. Who I'd never been in there, but he was an interesting man who used to take his Lime scooter up the elevator and to his apartment. Which is really weird.
I'm gonna hold on to this.
Yes, it was bizarre, and I go, "What? How's it going in there? What's the cleanup like?" He goes, "Dog shit city." He goes, "Don't tell anybody, but you can come in here and see it." And I walked in there, and this was a gorgeous, gorgeous apartment when it was brand new. In fact, I almost took that one,
right?
But I had taken mine instead, and it was poo poo everywhere.
Poo poo everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
Now, it was like wall to wall poo poo. It wasn't
poo-poo.
A pile here and there.
No, it was just doo doo everywhere.
It was like a skating rink made of doo doo.
Exactly. It was exactly that. And it was disgusting. Apparently, this man had several dogs, and the dogs had puppies.
Yeah.
And he just let them.
Just let them go too lazy.
Yeah, but they got it fixed up, and a very nice person moved in, and I did not tell them that their place used to be covered in doo-doo.
Yeah, a place that they called Dog Shit
City. It was a hazard situation, man. There's no way.
This sounds like a place Lubbock kids go to visit.
Oh, God.
Hey, we're going to Dog Shit City!
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Time for some jokes we didn't use.
All right.
I'm going to tell you right now, this can be a little rough.
Okay.
You know, sometimes there's jokes that, I can't wait to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other times it's like, I'm writing three.
All right.
I don't care if it's bad. I'm still going to write
it. Let's hear it, man.
This was a tough week. Let me see. Here you go. I absolutely love this first one. And maybe you can help me dissect it and tell me why it doesn't work.
All right.
A new study says binge watching your favorite shows is actually good for you. The study was conducted by the Netflix logo wearing a lab coat.
Right. Yeah.
Why doesn't that work? It's too far.
Yeah, it's very predictable.
You think?
We've used that punchline several times. You know?
Okay.
Like McDonald's rep wearing a lab coat. Use that one about like the fries.
Well, I was just saying it was the logo wearing a lab coat.
Right, I know, but I've used the, we've done the lab coat.
Moving on. A 100-year-old World War II vet celebrated his birthday by going skydiving.
Mm.
Fortunately, his cake was bought at Walmart, and they'll take anything back.
I like that one.
You kind of know that it's coming, but I changed the way we got there.
I think that one was good.
You told a version of this one. Mm. And the fact of the matter is I didn't want to say a nasty word, and that's where I feel like it didn't work without the nasty
Let's
word.
Let's hear it with the nasty
word. So you want to hear it with the nasty word or without?
With.
All right, here you go. A man in Connecticut known as the Croc King earned a Guinness World Record when his collection of crocs reached 3,569.
Wow.
He has not announced yet whether he's going to save some pussy for the rest of us.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh boy, I tripped through that.
Yeah, the punchline I had was, and he's got all space to hold all of them because he's all alone or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yours worked and mine didn't make it on air.
Yours was funny.
A man was kicked out of a Korn concert in New Jersey for masturbating. Spectators say they knew something was up when they saw his pants coming undone.
They're coming undone.
Yeah, but see, we're on a classic rock station. I didn't think they'd get that reference.
I think they get it.
You know, sometimes I try to avoid being the dirty old man all the time.
Really? I've never noticed you trying to avoid not being the dirty.
Well, Heathen was constantly sleazy. And it was a little off-putting.
Okay.
You know what? You know, it made me not want to date him.
Wow. It didn't stop any of my friends.
Country superstar Shania Twain turned 60 this past week. And
wow.
Man, I'd like to feel that woman.
Oh, God. That's a Shania Twain joke.
Yeah, because she had
to... Man, I feel like a woman.
This one is more of a statement. 49% of Americans think kids should have to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Ew.
Because it worked out so well for them.
Right, yes. Okay.
It takes 248 years for Pluto to orbit the sun, meaning everybody dies before their first birthday. Which will save you a fortune on presents.
All right.
TikTokers say peeing on ants kills them.
Oh.
But some are really into it.
Okay. Gross. Gross.
Okay. Well, then I'll continue down that road one more for you right here. And trust me, I've got 60. I'm just giving.
I believe it.
Yeah. There is now a condition known as Ozempic vagina.
Oh, God.
You know you'll have it if someone talks near your lap and you hear an echo.
Oh, no.
What
is Ozempic vagina?
Well, let's talk about that. Let's get away from the jokes right here and talk about this seriously. You've heard of Ozempic face, right?
Yeah, this gaunt face. It's making people's hoo-haws loose.
One of the things that happens when people lose that weight is you lose collagen. And you have collagen throughout your body, including very much your face, your breasts.
And your hoo-ha.
And even your cooter. You have a collagen cooter is what you got right there.
Oh, I need to check on all my friends.
So you have a floppy cooter.
You think I should walk up to them and go, how's your floppy cooter? You think that'll work? Hey, you lost a lot of weight. How's that floppy coot?
Well, it's kind of like two pancakes sideways.
Hey, I didn't know you were coming until I heard you walking in the front door. Blop, 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 things blop, just blop, a flopping. Nah, I don't think I should ask that. Yeah. Now I'm curious.
Do you have a bunch of friends losing weight?
Oh, I have tons of friends on Ozempic. Tons of them. Dozens.
You know, we know one, which we will not name, but she wasn't that big to start.
No, I imagine it's a lot worse for people that were... really heavy. No, she wasn't very heavy at all.
I have one lady, and she was one of the very first people I knew who was on it. Mm. And after she went on it, I did not recognize her after seeing her 30 or 40 days. And I'm going to go ahead and say this because maybe she'll hear this. She looks scary.
Really? Yeah.
You can.
I think I know who you're talking about, honestly.
You can only go so far with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep. I think I know who you're talking about.
All right, some other stuff we didn't get to. Imagine this. You know, we have all, I think that everybody has fantasized a little bit about me. But we're not going to talk about that. Everybody has fantasized a little bit about winning a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that you are one of the lucky people who won a bunch of money.
Yep.
Now, in almost all cases... There is an opportunity to take the payments and get the full amount, or you can take a lump sum.
Yep.
And some of the giveaways are actually structured to start with.
Mm-hmm.
You can win $1,000 a week for a year or $1,000 a week for a lifetime or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of people who won from Publishers Clearing House that were supposed to be getting these forever checks.
Yes.
And then they went bankrupt.
Oh. Publishers Clearing House went bankrupt?
Can you imagine, though?
Oh, I'd be so angry.
You know, we talk so much about them making unnecessary laws, but I think that businesses like this should be forced to put some kind of money in an account.
So those people just aren't getting their checks anymore?
No.
Oh, my God.
That was the point of it. Imagine being lucky enough to win something like that and then getting totally, getting broke off your ass later.
Yeah, well, especially if you're already retired and you're just like, I got $1,000 a week for the rest of my life. I'm fine. You're not worried about anything. And then that's taken away and you're like, 80 years old. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's terrible.
It's just, it's not good at all.
Oh, I would definitely, I'm sure they're getting sued out
well, I mean, what are you going to sue them for?
They're already
bankrupt.
I don't know. I would find that money somewhere. I would dig in someone's pocket. Yeah. I'm going to find it.
Yeah, I'm going to grab your kid and sell his kidney.
I'm going to sell your children, exactly. I would do something. I'd be angry. Oh, no, I'd be mad.
Okay, then. Let me, I'm making my way to this right here.
And yeah, you're right. They should have put that money away somewhere.
It doesn't seem right that they can't.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that is really messed up.
They should have
put all the winnings into a fund, and then, wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, but I'm sure that there was some fine print somewhere.
Oh, man, you think so? You think so? You think they're off the hook? I don't
yeah.
I don't know how they could really ever get off the hook for that.
Okay, here you go. Medieval health tips that sound like TikTok hacks.
Mm.
Do you do anything odd in terms of self-care?
No, probably not. Not anything
weird. I mean, I do the nasal douche every morning.
No, I don't do any of that. I don't know. No, I just wash my face and brush my teeth.
These are medieval hacks that sound like TikTok hacks.
Medieval hacks, okay.
A vinegar mask for glowing skin. You mix vinegar, flour, and oil.
Mm.
Rub it all over your face, and it's supposed to make your skin glow. Do you want your skin to glow?
I don't want vinegar, oil, and flour on my face.
I don't know how to phrase this properly. My first girlfriend was one of these people, one of them shiny face people whose face always seems to shine.
No, but I don't like that. No, yeah. I don't want shiny face. I want the opposite of that. I don't want anything oily on me ever. I can't handle that. No thanks. And vinegar smells so horrible. And when you're mixing flour in there too, that just sounds like a disgusting goop. No.
It's just how far will people go for beauty?
Medieval beauty.
Yeah, the original juice cleanse, there was an ancient year-long detox plan that had people downing different herb-infused drinks
Yeah, no, I'm not doing anything.
Things
of that.
Like cinnamon, sage, and
I've
ginger.
Read so much about how detox this and that is all bullshit, so I just know I'm not doing the juice cleanse or anything.
All right, now, Chrissy has had a sensitive stomach before.
Yes.
How about some barley water?
I'm not drinking barley water, no.
You basically just boil a bunch of barley, then you strain the water and drink it. You get barley water.
Yeah. It really doesn't sound that terrible. I mean, I have cooked barley and eaten it different times.
Okay.
But no.
Top three were mild. Let's get wild.
Okay. What we got?
Dead vultures as a cure-all.
As a cure-all?
It has the instructions here. First, catch a vulture.
Can they kill it?
Second, say a special prayer while you decapitate it.
Oh, my God.
They say the vulture's skull bones could prevent migraines.
Do you eat them?
Their eyeballs could help your eyeballs.
Oh, no.
And you could induce labor in a lady by tying vulture feathers to their legs. First, catch a vulture.
First, catch a vulture.
Thank you for including that. I never would have thought of that part.
Right. I love to say some prayers while you chop its head off.
How about this? I'm going to give you a nightmare.
Oh, no.
Before we went on here, you were commenting on a weird lizard who was showing off his weird tail.
Yes, yes.
And you found it a little off-putting.
It was a gecko. Stuff. Yeah, it was gross.
Well, here you go. How about dead lizards for healthy hair?
Yeah, no thanks.
Supposedly, you take lizard ashes, you cover them with a mix of those, salt, and vinegar, and a plant called summer savory. Then you burn a lizard.
Oh,
and rub that in there with some oil.
I think we're good. I think that the other part without the lizard is probably good enough. Maybe just don't do the lizard.
Salt, vinegar, and some herb.
Maybe, yeah, that's probably good
salt
enough.
Salt doesn't seem to me like, well, I mean, well, I guess it would exfoliate.
Yeah, exfoliating, the vinegar, whatever. People use that for cleaning stuff. And then the whatever the plant is probably smells good. The gecko part was just the selling point. They're like, and this has lizards in it. It's like, what? It must work.
Oh, my God.
I just think that's weird.
It took me a minute before I read the last sentence here.
Okay, we got
another medieval cure that sounds like a TikTok hack. Number six, here you go, goat poop.
Goat poop, great, excellent.
Hey, oh, what? Now, just in the realm of things, what do you think you would do with goat poop and what it would cure and all that? If you were going to write a backstory and you're like, here's what medieval people probably thought goat poop was good for, what would you write down?
I really don't know. I maybe
Rub it on your knee for rheumatism or something.
Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Yeah,
no,
maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
No. Here you.
If they're asking you to eat it, are they asking you to eat it?
You're supposed to dissolve the goat dung in water.
No.
Filter out the chunks.
No.
And drink it up.
Oh, God, no.
It was supposed to relieve chest pain.
Oh.
Because you sure aren't going to complain about chest pain when the alternative is drinking goat shit.
Goat shit water. I'd have a lot of chest pain before I told my mom. if it was coming to that, nope, we're just going to die. Oh, no.
Hey, okay, let's do one more thing real quick here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I find it fascinating that people are into feet. Yeah. I kind of understand it, and the reason I understand it is because of George Carlin.
Mm.
George Carlin did this great bit about titties, and he said, basically what he said was, if women wore earmuffs the whole time, all we'd want to do is stick our fingers in their ears.
Mm, right. Whatever's off limits.
So I think it's the fact that the feet are covered the whole time when they see naked feet.
I still don't understand.
And we had a guy, a dumbass of the day, who was trying to buy women's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
We're assuming he wanted to sniff those, but he got run off when he wanted to sniff the woman's feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Big setup here for you.
Mm.
Because I'm going to try to think of an answer here, too, and I don't have an answer.
Okay.
If you had to make your feet stink in a hurry, like, okay, Bill's coming over, and the only way I'm going to lock this down is if he smells my stinky feet because he likes it, how would you make your feet stink?
Probably put on like a really old pair of shoes and then go jump in a puddle. And then go walk around town.
That's what I started thinking was
wet socks. Yeah,
wet socks.
Wet socks would work probably. That's disgusting, though.
Do you think it's a specific stinky smell they like?
I have no idea. I do not know. I don't want to smell anyone's feet ever. I don't even want to smell my own feet. So I just don't get it at all. It's just got to be the hot chick. That's what it's got to be. I don't think they're trying to smell ugly chicks' feet.
You think they want
to smell like homeless ladies' feet?
Listen.
I don't know, dude.
I have seen this more than once online where it's a picture of, like an actress. Well, you know what? It may be the hot ones.
Yeah, it's got to be the hot people's
but
feet.
But the focus of the caption is, Kate Middleton shows her feet, like that, instead of Kate Middleton,
Oh, it's gross. Absolutely gross.
I don't get it.
I do not understand.
And for some reason, my brain wants me to untangle this.
No, there's nothing.
Because I feel like I could untangle it.
No, I think it's probably like deep rooted in some kind of strange trauma or something. I don't know. We don't really know.
We speaking of trying to figure something out, we made a joke about this, but there was a guy that was caught whacking it at a corn
concert.
Dude,
I'm so shocked by that.
I
just can't believe that happened.
If it was a football game, you might go, oh, he's totally into the cheerleaders, or he's totally into the men bending over or something.
I think that he was probably on some drugs that were just like, he just didn't know what was up. I think that's got to be what it was. He was just on some fucking drugs, Because you might see a dude on drugs downtown somewhere jerking it in public, not giving a shit. Like, that's the only way that someone's going to do that.
The video is disturbing.
It is disturbing. So, I saw it, yes.
So basically, this guy's whacking it, and another guy comes down and punches him in the head, and he looks back at the guy like, hey, I'm beating off over here.
Like, I'm busy.
I'll take your head punch later. Yes. I got something going on.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, I don't think that guy should have hit him either.
I think that he needed to be more than hit. I don't know. I'm not sure, man.
All right, you got to Taos Motors today.
Yeah, I'll be at Taos Motors. If you hear this, 11-1, I'll be over there. And if you don't hear this, we'll be there. We're going to be there every Friday this whole month. So.
And you can pick up some real collector's item tees.
Yes.
What happened was is I did not look at a proof properly, and they have a purple spot on the front of the shirt that is just a spot.
It's just a spot.
It's not an FMX logo.
I love it, though. I'm getting a lot of people message me that they've got more questions about that shirt than any shirt they've ever worn. So
yeah,
I think it was a good advertising.
Yeah, it ended up being a conversation starter.
I think it's awesome.
All right, coming up Monday on the program, what job would they give you in hell, whether you're tormentor or tormentee?
Ooh.
So there you go. Anything else from you?
No, that's it.
You doing any rock and roll?
I don't have
shows
any shows coming up this weekend.
Nothing like that.
I'm gonna be lazy shit. My friend's coming from Finland next week, so we're gonna maybe bring her in here and do some fun stuff with her.
And you added the naked matinees at your apartment. What time is that?
I'm still working out the times.
Okay.
Yeah, still working the times out.
That,
yeah.
So there you go.
I'll let y'all know.
Okay, Ned, do you show your feet when you do
that? No, I don't. I don't show the feet. Just the rest of my body, and my face is always very surprised. Because I go, oh, no, the window's open. The window's open. Oh, no, the window is open. I'll get it down someday.
All right. This has been The Rock Show, backstage.